hopefully this is working. So probably you can begin by telling me a little bit about your history of engagement with the group of survivors. Jerry told me that you're going to be a very busy person in coming few days.
Right. I can't remember what year it was. So it was probably 83.
It's a long time ago.
In the late, I think from 1970. 980. I was involved in a group. It was an informal study group of. We called ourselves the East Bay Socialist Doctors Group, and we were a group of progressive doctors who were working in mostly in public sector clinics in the East Bay, and we used to get together and talk about things. And through that, there was a doctor who had heard about these the A-bomb survivors exam, the medical exams that had been done at the Public Health Service Hospital, but since that closed, they were looking for some people to organize it outside of the Public Health Service Hospital. So that's how I learned about it. At the same time, through the Physicians for Social Responsibility, you know that group, because of that group, Richard Fleming was, they found Richard Fleming, and I knew Richard a little bit because he was 1 year behind me in medical school.
Oh.
We went to the same medical school.
Where did you go?
At UCSF.
UCSF. Mm-hmm.
So somehow we got together and we, you know, were working on helping organize the 1983 medical exams. I think we did it at UC.
I see.
So that's how it started, and I think
I must have met Jerry. I don't, you know, this is too long ago. I must have met Jerry that way.
She was around just around the same time getting involved in the Friends of Hivaksha,
yeah,
as I understand
right.
it.
So
right.
It was right around that time. So I got involved with the East Bay Socialist Doctors Group, and then we just, you know, we did it. Oh, I must have missed. Maybe I just did it once. And then I moved to New York temporarily. So I was not here from 84 to 86. I was in New York. So I probably missed one. And then when I came back in 87, I helped out at one of the exams. I didn't organize it, but I helped out. And then somehow, I think Jerry probably got me. I somehow joined Friends of Hivaksha.
I see.
So somehow, and I can't even remember when I started getting so that I and Richard were the main people organizing the volunteers. I don't remember when that started.
But when you say then first survivors in the States were getting treatment in public health care system, but then they were not eligible anymore?
The hospital closed.
Hospital closed,
The hospital closed. So there were some public health doctors, I guess, U.S. public, you know, health service doctors who were organizing it, and because the hospital closed down. It's totally closed.
No,
I mean, it totally closed.
Future for that.
Yeah, so that we took over and yeah. I don't even know how long they had been doing it.
Right. Well, my understanding was that there was no American Hivaksha medical free checkups that they can have an access to in the States, whereas in Japan, obviously, they are getting
this one's free supposed to be the 18th. The one we're doing now
it is
the 18th. So that means it's been happening for like 36 years.
That's right. That's a long time. Right.
So 36 years, it's been going on since when?
77. I think.
77?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it happened a few times, and then we took over, and then we started doing it.